Target, Target, PVC, poison, plastics, not for me.
In white hazmat suits and dust masks, about 30 protesters chant on the street in front of the new Target store. It's the site of this year's shareholder meeting, and one of those protesters is Brian Melzer, a biology professor at Lake Erie College in Ohio. But Melzer's not shaking a protest sign right now. Instead, he's trying to keep his infant son Winston shaded and cool in the noonday sun. As little Winston lounges in his stroller, sucking on a bottle, Melzer says he's here today because he's read about PVC plastic and its possible toxicity to children.
To be honest, I don't even know if this nipple has PVC in it. You know, he could already be ingesting these things.
Protests like this one are happening simultaneously in 200 locations throughout the country. But in Cleveland, protesters have turned in a petition with 10,000 signatures urging Target to stop stocking its shelves with products containing polyvinyl chloride, or PVC. Not too far away from Melzer is Dr. Cynthia Bearer of Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, and she chats with a woman holding a protest sign reading, "Way off target with toxic toys." Bearer's main concern are chemicals called phthalates, which help soften PVC plastic. The most common is known as DEHP, and Bearer says the chemicals may leach from teething rings, shower curtains, and packaging, and put young children at risk.
Phthalates are known to be endocrine disruptors. They interact with a thyroid hormone.
And they can cause abnormalities in infants, she says, including reproductive difficulties.
So we can actually measure health effects, particularly on male infants, in terms of their sexual development at the time of birth from exposure to phthalates.
Like Dr. Bearer and Brad Melzer, some of the protesters are science professionals, some are simply concerned parents, and others are advocates for children. Maureen Swanson is with the Learning Disabilities Association of America, and she says the development of children's brains might be impaired by exposure to chemicals in PVC. She says even if science can't pinpoint right now why 1 in 6 children suffer from learning disabilities, something needs to be done. She says the burden on America's schools is growing.
The percentage of school funding that has to go to help these kids who have learning and developmental disabilities, then, you know, that impacts the school's ability to fund other educational needs.
Some precautions have been made to reduce exposure to some of the PVC-related chemicals. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has advised against using DEHP in medical devices, and the Environmental Protection Agency has listed it as a probable carcinogen. But the government doesn't bar the use of DEHP in any product. Even without a ban on the chemicals, 53 companies, including Target's largest competitor, Walmart, have begun phasing out the products that contain PVC. Target spokeswoman Carolyn Bruchter says her company has some options it's working on, but it's reluctant to set a timetable for phasing out PVC. But she says that doesn't mean that Target isn't taking the issue seriously.
We're talking to our buyers, we're talking to our vendors, and we're trying to ask them to also look at some alternatives that we have.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, boys and plastics have to go. Hey, hey.
If Target doesn't move on the PVC issue, new dad Brian Melzer says he'll be left with a difficult shopping dilemma.
I don't like shopping at Walmart at all. But if Target continues to its practices of not phasing out PVCs, well, yeah, then definitely I would choose one of their competitors. And if it had to be Walmart, I guess it would have to be Walmart.
However, at this point, Target spokeswoman Bruchter doesn't think the company will lose business on this single issue. For the Environment Report, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton.